and those of our last episode. As in the home of Mrs. Barclay, mother of Suzanne Barclay, the girl who ran away and disappeared, Mrs. Barclay puts her trembling hand to her face, sways.
Mrs. Barclay!
I'm all right, my dear. It was such a shock.
Sit down, Mrs. Barclay.
No. No, really, I'd rather stand. It's true, Mr. Mason. I don't want to believe it, but it must be. I saw my daughter's face, heard her voice saying she's afraid.
Now, it won't help to jump to conclusions, Mrs. Barclay, but let us say that it is true. Let's say your daughter did talk to you.
Then she's afraid. She's in danger.
But she's alive and well. And if Gus is looking for her, we'll simply have to find her before he does.
And the police have been searching, and you...
We'll keep searching for her.
Tell me. Tell me you'll find her, Mr. Mason. Tell me.
We'll do our best. That's all I can promise.
Here, let me take the photograph.
Put it in the desk.
All right, Chief. Oh.
What's the matter?
The desk drawer is stuck. Sorry, I can see it. I'm terribly sorry. I pulled it all the way out.
Oh, never mind, my dear. It's just a few papers.
I've got them all.
Here, let me help you out. Wait a minute.
What, Perry?
There's a slip of paper stuck behind the drawer. I can reach it.
Oh. What is it?
Oh, it's a receipt from Dr. Doyle.
Oh, yes. He's the veterinarian. Let me see. Oh, yes. Suzanne paid for boarding her dog. She paid for several months in advance.
Well, didn't you tell the missing persons bureau?
Oh, no. Should I have?
It's important. Notice the date.
October 28th. The day she went away. But I thought I was out of town. I assume she took her dog sometime during that week. My secretary pays incidental expenses. And I assumed she took in the day she left.
The night she left. You see, Suzanne ran away because of her argument with Gus. And that was about 9:30 in the evening. So
she took her dog to the veterinarian and came back, put the receipt in the drawer, took a few clothes.
Della, get that receipt.
Are you leaving, Mr. Mason?
Yes, Mrs. Barclay. I want to see this man at once. Will you be all right?
Oh, yes, yes. My brother will be home shortly.
Well, then we'll...
Mr. Mason, that man, the man she called Gus in my dream, Suzanne said he's looking for her.
Well, so are the police and private detectives.
Hurry then, Mr. Mason. Oh, dear Lord, hurry. Find Suzanne before that beast does. Find her and save her, Mr. Mason. Find my little girl and save her from that man.
As you know, Gus is August Jansen. And Gus is still very much in the syndicate. At this very moment, he stands quietly in the parking lot beside the nightclub which serves as syndicate headquarters. Gus waits patiently, quietly, in the shadows. Now he snaps his cigarette away as...
Hi, Gus. It's great to see you.
Hello, Pete. How are you?
Swell. Hey, I haven't seen you since you got back from out west. You're looking grand, boy. You're looking good. Everything okay, Gus?
Sure. Now, let's go.
Wait a minute. I kind of pulled a boner tonight. That's why you wanted to see me?
Hmm? Oh, you mean letting that kid follow you out here?
Now, I can explain that, Gus.
Nix, Pete, it happened. It's done.
You ain't sore?
What? I'm not mad at anybody, Pete.
Well, then, what's up?
I'll drive, I'll tell you.
Which way?
That little side road to the river. You're going to meet somebody. Then you're going on a trip.
Oh, yeah?
Uh-huh. Out west. Turn right here.
How do you like the heat?
Nice car.
Yeah, it's got that new transmission in it, see? Never have to shift gears. Just jump on the throttle and away she goes.
There's a little dirt road about a mile up left side. Watch for it.
Right. We gotta meet somebody I know.
Well, you've heard of him, Pete, but, you've never met him before.
Yeah? I'm gonna take this guy with me?
Yeah, Pete, you'll go together.
Then what?
Hmm?
When we get out west.
This party will tell you. He'll take over as soon as you meet him.
He sounds important.
Yeah?
Well, I don't mind taking orders. Boy, I can't wait to get the seep on those long, lonesome Texas highways. Hey, I'm going to take my car on a trip, huh? I say something funny?
You really love to drive, don't you, Pete?
Sure.
Don't worry, you'll take your car. They start slowing down. Dirt road's just ahead.
Yeah, I see it.
Winds down by the river. You have to take it easy.
Sure. I don't want to scratch up my new buggy. Now what did I say?
Oh, old Pete, the boy who loves to drive. Boy who likes to follow orders.
Listen, Gus, about what happened tonight.
Yeah, watch those trees, Pete.
Yeah. Gus, I want
to
tell you.
What's there to say, Pete? One of your boys followed you to the club.
But he don't know the club is headquarters, so no harm's done. Right? Right, Gus?
Well, no, Pete, not this time, but it's kind of touchy.
How do you mean?
That's quite a setup, Pete.
The syndicate?
The syndicate. There's the drivers who lift the cars, and the other bunch takes them to the garage. Am I boring you, Pete?
No.
And there's guys like you, unit managers, and there's Gordy, and there's me. That's all you know about.
Yeah, oh, sure, but I can guess there's somebody behind you and Gordy.
Smart boy, Pete.
We stop now? We keep on going, we'll be in the river.
You see where that road curves? Stop there.
Yeah, right.
Cut your lights.
Hey, we're parked on a cliff. That river's a long way down.
Hey, how's the transmission work, Pete?
Huh? Well, you just put her in gear and you let her go. Why? Hey, that other guy stopped some distance back. We going to meet that guy?
You'll see him soon enough. Show me how the gear shift works.
What do you mean, Gus?
Show me the gear shift.
Well, you move it here, then you step on the gas. Gus, wait a minute. The thing that happened tonight. You said you wasn't sore.
I'm not. Nobody's sore, not even J.T.
J.T.? Who's J.T.?
J.T. Doherty. He's a big wheel in the syndicate. Gordy and I work under J.T. Oh, but there's even another guy. The guy who's J.T.'s boss. He calls him the big fellow. That's a laugh, because J.T.'s a real fat guy, and nobody sees the big fellow but J.T.
What are you telling me this for? I got no business knowing secrets.
You won't repeat it.
Gus.
That's why you're taking this trip. You and this fella you're going to meet. You could meet him anywhere, Pete. I mean, this fellow I told you about.
Gus, listen.
I never met him personally, but I've worked with him. Does a real good job.
What? What are you saying?
I'm telling you about this guy. Makes a specialty of making loudmouths keep their trap shut. Don't move, Pete.
Gus, please. Please give me a chance. Just give me a chance.
Start it. Slip it in gear. Hop out. Have a nice trip, Pete. How do you like the guy you're with now, Pete? Okay, Junior, I'm coming. Hey, Junior, did you see that? That dope just drove his car over the cliff.
August Jansen killed a man and laughed. You know what will happen to Suzanne Barclay if Gus finds her. Gus is looking for Suzanne. He also has plans for Kate Beekman. You'll join us tomorrow, won't you?